When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Twice the number 1. Item number, SCP-3006. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures, online video distribution sites impacted by SCP-3006 are to be monitored by Foundation web crawlers. Manifestations of videos containing SCP-3006 are to be removed upon posting and/or detection. Foundation personnel embedded in the Alphabet Corporation are to ensure that no members of the public are able to view SCP-3006. It is estimated that, without proper implementation of the containment procedures, most videos on the global public internet would be affected within 128 hours. The Foundation has not found any ways to prevent additional SCP-3006 videos from being posted. No other SCP objects are to be referred to in the documentation. Description: SCP-3006 is a video titled, "We Are Number 1, Except Every Time You Play It There Are Twice As Many Robbie Rottens, But The Room Is The Same Size," NSFW, which was posted to the YouTube video hosting service on October 12, 2016. It features a musical clip from the show LazyTown that causes humanoids identical to the character portrayed by the deceased Icelandic actor Stefan Karl Stefansson to appear on repeated playbacks. Videos impacted by SCP-3006 are capable of spreading their effects, primarily by being posted in threads where multiple non-affected videos are present. Within 1 to 5 minutes of being linked to, all other videos linked in the same thread will begin manifesting SCP-3006 effects. Humans or living humanoids featured in videos will double with each playback, including individuals who are off-screen, such as cameraman and sound personnel. The effect is exponential in that, upon each playback, the number of subjects in each video doubles. For example, a video containing 2 subjects will instead have 4 upon the second playback, the third would have 8, and the fifth 32. None of these entities appear to have knowledge of SCP-3006 effect and find it highly distressing. Although affecting linked videos, the SCP-3006 effect is unique to each viewer, that is, SCP-3006's effect is dependent on how many times the individual person has watched the video. If more than one subject is viewing it, this effect will occur based on who physically initiated playback. If a subject views a series of related videos, the effect will carry on in the subsequent viewings. SCP-3006 primarily affects videos taking place in enclosed environments, although this is not universal and cannot be confirmed as a deliberate effect. Once affected by SCP-3006, it is not possible for recorded subjects to exit the area in which the video is taking place. At a certain point, these subjects will suffer traumatic injuries leading to death due to the exponential humanoids instantaneously appearing at the beginning of each video playback. This does not prevent SCP-3006's effect from persisting. Eventually, playback reaches a point where the camera and sound equipment are destroyed due to the intense viscera pressure in the enclosed space. This can also occur in outdoor videos, although taking more playbacks to reach that point. At this time, the appearance of a video is variable, with non-anomalous graphics spliced in with corrupted digital images. SCP-3006 was initially discovered after social media reports of unusual videos came to Foundation attention. 11,346 initial viewers of SCP-3006 were tracked down and given Class C amnestics. After interrogation, several subjects featured in the initial video were determined to be non-anomalous and were given Class B amnestics. As of January 18, 2017, SCP-3006 is classified as Euclid. Addendum: Examples of affected videos. Format: Title, Video Description, SCP-3006 Effect. Colin Furze. Title: So What If Loads of Fireworks Exploded in My Van? Video Description: A full-sized van is filled with fireworks, which are then lit to destroy the vehicle. Notes: During the second playback, it was initially unclear where additional humanoid entities were. However, analysis showed that human hands were visible against the windows of the vehicles as the fireworks were going off. None of the other subjects featured in the video appear to notice, and playback continues as normal. Mystery Science Theater 3000. Title: Mystery Science Theater Manos Hands of Fate Free / Manos, The Hands of Fate. Video Description: An illegal upload of a January 30th, 1993 episode of a television show, Mystery Science Theater 3000, which features low-budget films and humorous commentary. Film attached to episode is a 1966 film, Manos, The Hands of Fate. SCP-3006 Effect. After 12 playbacks, there were several hundred copies of a host being impaled by the metallic puppet components. In addition, the film being riffed on had the actors appearing exponentially, with leg braces worn by one character causing fatal puncture wounds in the other actors. Game Grumps. Title: Dudes with Attitude in the Not Too Distant Future, Part 1. Video Description: Two adult males play a video game, with footage from the game and only sound produced in the recording space being audible. SCP-3006 Effect. Neither of the hosts appear to be aware of SCP-3006's effect. Episode proceeds normally. Title: Dudes with Attitude, That's No Moon, Part 2. Number of entities present, 4. Notes: Subjects display confusion and multiple iterations of their voices argue for the entirety of the episode. Several attempts to exit the recording area can be heard, all of which are unsuccessful. Title: Dudes with Attitude, Scotty Doesn't Know. Number of entities present, 6. Notes: Subjects become aware of the anomalous event. The sounds of violence can be heard with at least one of the entities appearing to be terminated. This does not appear to have affected the number of entities present in the subsequent videos. Title: Dudes with Attitude. Wait, is this all real? Part 4. Numbers of entities present, 24. Notes: Mass confusion can be heard. The game is completely ignored from this point on, with graphics not advancing past any title screen. In the background, subjects appear to have organized and only speak when holding a magic stick. During the course of a debate, it is decided to store soiled clothing in a basket and ration food and water while they attempt to exit the recording area. Several outbreaks of violence are suppressed by the other entities. Slightly before the end of a video, the sound of a sofa being used as a battering ram can be heard. Title: Dune Buggy, Hot Sand Massage, Part 11. Number of entities present, 576. Notes: Continuous, incomprehensible screaming. Title: Please, oh please, why does this always happen to me? Part 77. Number of entities present, roughly 500,000. Notes: Sound of gentle sloshing with scrambled, reddish digitized video graphics. Addendum. Transcript of Interview 3006-J. Video redacted. Interviewed. Interviewer. Dr. Krang. Foreword. On February 14, 2017, another video producer discovered several of their videos affected by SCP-3006. This transcription is for an iteration of the interview. The original has been lost or may never have existed. Begin log.
Can you state your name for the record and spell it?
Sure. Kinda like a newspaper interview, I guess. I'm... But you already knew that, right?
When did you first become aware of the videos?
Someone linked it to me on Twitter, I think. It's weird, seeing people you know get fucked up like that. You feel bad. But they're just little computer people, right? So not really a big deal. That's what I thought, at least.
How long did it take for you to discover the videos you were featured in?
Yeah, well, you know how YouTube works. It was just one of the suggested videos. God. Dude, it's not something I want to describe. So I tried reporting it, and now I'm here with you guys.
How many times did you watch the video?
I don't know. At a certain point, you lose track. Because it's funny, right? It's weird seeing a ton of yourself. I didn't know what else to do there, to be perfectly honest.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, I don't know why I went. Felt like, you ever do something, and then when you're done, you don't even know why you did it? That's what it felt like. Almost like it was a dream or something.
What were you expecting to happen?
From what they told me, well, they said it'd be like they were in there with each other forever. But it's not a them, it's me. There were thousands of me, and they're dead now. Crushed. Viscera puree. One of the eyes floated by, and I saw myself in it, dude. That's fucked. At this point, both the interviewer and the interviewee become aware of several humanoids identical to themselves present in the room, standing around the edges. Jesus. Several iterations of Dr. Krang immediately attempt to exit the room, but are unsuccessful. All instances resembling Dr. Krang begin fighting one another, while the copies of congregate in the opposite side of the room around the original interviewee, covering their faces with their hands. Get away! Stop! Help! Copies of begin violently ripping flesh and skin off one another, while copies of Dr. Krang do the same. This violence continues until there are only one iteration of each left. It is unknown whether or not these are the originals. Video playback ends with both attempting unsuccessfully to exit the interview area. End log. Closing statement. Subject was issued Class C amnestics at the interview. The SCP-3006 anomaly continues to persist, and several other instances of SCP-3006 have been subsequently documented in Foundation video archives. Classification upgrade to Keter is under consideration. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more on soundcloud.com/punch-deck. $2 plus patrons can receive early, ad-free episodes. You can find out how to join or support us by following the links in the description below. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.